Noontime News continues. Yeah, last week, state FFA convention wrapped up at the U of M. Our reports brought to you by Center Dairy Sox Center, Central Minnesota Credit Union, Kramer Lumber True Value, Ecker Feed Service, Nelson Insurance Agency, Elmdale Mutual Insurance, Melrose Implement, Minnesota Farmers Union, Minnesota Manufacturing, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Minnesota Farm Bureau. And we have a chance to check in with the newly appointed James Mathewitz, is the Sentinel for the 2018 state FFA team. And James, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Pretty great. How are you?
Not too bad. James, give us a rundown of yourself, where you're from, and your history. When did you get started in the FFA?
Yeah, awesome. So my name is James Mathewitz. I'm from the Belle Plaine FFA chapter. For those of you who don't know where that is, it's about an hour south of the cities, just down 169. I guess I got started in FFA in seventh grade, and then I kind of joined, and I was a real shy seventh grader, and I wasn't a whole lot interested in talking and that sort of thing, and FFA has kind of helped me grow into this role where I do a lot of talking.
Always interesting to find out, did you come from a farm background, or were you just introduced to agriculture with the FFA?
It's kind of a little bit of both. I mean, my grandparents farmed, and so I loved visiting out there whenever I could, but I was raised in the middle of a town called New Prague, so.
Mm-hmm. James Mathewitz joining us here on CASM Radio, the Sentinel on the 2018 State Officer Team. Now, James, what got the ball rolling and helped make you decision to run for state office? Was that always kind of a long-term goal in the FFA?
No, it wasn't. I guess I was in my chapter officer team for a couple of years, and then during my junior year, so I'm a senior this year, or will be for the next 21 days, can't wait. But during my junior year in January, there was this FFA conference called the Agricultural Policy Experience, and it was sort of a three-day conference camp sort of a deal in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and it focused on the politics within, you know, the Minnesota, and then had an emphasis on agriculture. And so that really got my passion going. And then 3 days after that camp was the application, or after that conference was the application for region office. And so I filled that out right afterwards. And I mean, before the ag policy conference, I wasn't interested in running at all. But afterwards, I was just ready to dive in head first. So I turned in the application, and I ran for region president, and I got that. So it was kind of, that was the gateway, I would say, for state office. And then things just kind of fell into place. It felt right to run, and I'm glad I did.
So, James, when you look at the year ahead here, what's going to go on for you guys? You have a lot of main key events, or what does the next year encompass for you guys?
Well, one of our busiest months is coming up. In June, we have like our three main conferences, leadership conferences. And so the first one is the State Green Hand Leadership Conference. And it's kind of a five-day, it's kind of a camp experience, but with somewhat of a conference feel. And so this is for younger members, like generally 9th or 10th grade. And then it's kind of just a general exposure to what FFA is and how it's great and how it applies to each and every one of them. And so that's the first week. And then the second one is region officer training. And then I think, based on what I know about that, is the state officers take a little bit of a step back from that one. But then we come back and we facilitate the next round of camps, which is the State Leadership Conference for Chapter Leaders. And so this is more for people that are running for chapter office or maybe looking at becoming a better leader and preparing themselves for a future within leadership. And so those are, it's a three-day camp, and we put it on twice the third week in June.
James Mathewitz joining us, 2018 Minnesota State FFA officer from the Belle Plaine area. And James, you mentioned a countdown for high school. What's on your horizon for a career? Is it undecided, or you kind of have your path all kind of chimed out already, or?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. So next year I'm going to be headed to the University of Minnesota Twin Cities to study agricultural education and communication. And then after that I plan to apply for my teaching license and teach high school ag ed and be an FFA advisor.
And there's a lot of need for those jobs, right?
Yeah, there is. There's several positions open in Minnesota and several, I mean, even across the nation. It's a very large area where there's a lot of jobs open.
Well, James, we sure appreciate your time today. Thank you very much. Once again, congratulations. We look forward to staying in touch, okay?
Thank you so much, Jim.
All right. James Mathewitz joining us here on Chasm Radio. Yeah, he is the Minnesota State FFA Sentinel. Just got that honor at this past Minnesota State FFA convention.